I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. This weekend is the annual Archery in the Schools State Tournament event in Charleston. We'll talk a little more about that right after this. Archery in Schools is run by the West Virginia DNR, and it's been one of the more successful programs of putting a bow and arrow into the hands of hundreds of school kids across the Mountain State, many of whom may have never picked up a bow. Krista Snodgrass coordinates the program for the DNR and says a lot of them are going to be shooting this weekend in Charleston.
Well, this year we have 522 kids competing, and these kids have had to qualify. So we had a 1,000 kids compete in a virtual qualifying tournaments from January until the beginning of March, and of those, 522 will come on to compete.
Those kids actually had to qualify into the event because the program has grown so large, but amazingly, Krista says they still hope to add more schools in the years ahead.
We're over 300 schools participating now in the program, but we still have a long ways to go. We have, teacher turnover or schools, coaches leave or something like that. So we still have room to grow.
And the obstacle may be getting a school instructor certified as a coach. There's a waiting list for the training, and often, as she said, the coaches come and go. Some schools are more deeply involved than others. Some teach archery as a PE course, while others have extra opportunities after school and even during the summer. Krista said there are rules, but the idea is just to get kids to enjoy something they can do for the rest of their lives.
The program was designed to be implemented in the PE class, and that's where we find it easiest to fit. And we have the most success, and that's, the program, the mission behind the program was to teach kids a life skill and during the physical education class. And so that's the best fit.
Archery in schools can be done by anybody. Rich, poor, large, small, doesn't matter. Everybody is on a level playing field when they toe that line.
That's probably my favorite part, and I always tell everybody. When you look down the line, it's you see just everything. You see athletic, non-athletic, your top scholar, the kid that may be struggling a little bit. You see every kid like that on the line, and it's just so nice to see everybody, shooting just – none of that matters.
There are three different divisions, elementary, middle school, and high school, and they'll crown three champions this weekend in those divisions. And along with those, they will have three team champions as well. Hope you'll just be able to stop by the Charleston Civic Center and take it in. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.